South Sent ISD had approved last year's Memorandum of Understanding with the city on pre-KFRSA, but declined to do so this year under the direction of newly hired Superintendent Abelardo Saavedra. The decision was 6-1 with Board Member Rosemary Martinez dissenting. Saavedra had several issues with wording in the memo, but the decision came down to numbers. South San had 37 pre-KFRSA spots made available to it this past year. Only 13 were filled by parents wanting to use the program. Saavedra says that it was underutilized.
There doesn't seem to be as big of a demand from this community for that program as there has been in other districts. The new MOU that we rejected provided 71 slots, you know, so if we couldn't fill the 37, I doubt that we were going to fill the 71.
Saavedra says that all the district's four-year-olds, over 560, will be able to be served with no wait list, and that extended day pre-K with before and after school care is and will be offered by the district. San Antonio District 4 City Councilman Ray Saldana, however, says he believes the rejection and delay in placing the free program on the agenda so it could be discussed was politically motivated. Last December, Saldana requested the Texas Education Agency investigate South San following many in-house problems, including a revolving door of superintendents.
You don't put kids' educational futures at stake because you need to make a political point, and that's what I think happened today.
Saldana says the goal of pre-K for SA is to be a supplemental program.
And so it can't be the case that South San will reject any type of help from the outside if it's not under their own terms. You know, we want to help. We want to provide high-quality early childhood education to our four-year-olds, and that doesn't need to be halted and be held hostage by a few adults.
He adds the low enrollment numbers were likely due to it being the first year and that more families in South San had signed up for the next school year.
They essentially, at the end of the day, stripped these families of the choice to make a decision on where to send their student because it worked for them. It was convenient for them.
Superintendent Saavedra and Board President Helen Madla say they completely disagree with Saldana's statements and claims.
As an elected official, I'm disappointed that he would try to bully the board into making a decision that, in their opinion, the opinion of the board, is not best for our district, you know?
It's not about Mr. Saldana. It's about the school children. He needs to get over that it's not about him. It's about 561 pre-K students.
The 71 slots that would have been available to South San will now be redistributed to other participating districts. With the rejection, any South San parents who still want to participate in pre-K for SA will have to do so at the cost of tuition. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.